Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, Kelly Clarkson has some advice for Pink.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Before she sings the national anthem on Sunday at the big game. So, Kelly tells the Star Tribune, "I guarantee you that Pink is like me and doesn't lip sync ever." It's a pretty big guarantee to make.
Yeah, I would say that is a right statement.
I agree. But she says, definitely make sure you're wearing in-ear monitors. This is her advice to Pink, because boy, that 2 or 3 second delay can really mess you up.
Oh, yeah.
It could end up being the longest version of the Star Spangled Banner ever. There's so much pressure on you. She says, man, when you screw it up, people never let you forget it. But no pressure, Pink.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, it's some
advice.
It's
going to be totally fine.
Don't mess up.
There you go.
But has Kelly Clarkson done it for the big game before?
I don't think she has, but she's definitely maybe another, not that big game.
Because I almost feel like, I mean, I love Kelly Clarkson. I think she's one of the nicest people in the world. But that last little thing was like, don't screw it up.
Yeah, it was kind of like backhanded advice. Like,
if you mess up, they'll never call you again. And then they're going to call me next year.
Ooh, yes. Like she's plotting.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for that. Somebody that you thought wasn't going to come back to the big game, but was Justin Timberlake back when he had that little wardrobe malfunction.
I've been holding out since then. I knew it was going to happen.
It's just
a matter of time.
It needed to happen. But what's funny, and I think this happens every year, but the story is big because of that incident. But parents are hoping that Justin Timberlake keeps his Super Bowl performance PG this time around.
Okay.
Because you remember his performance from Super Bowl 38. I used Roman numerals there.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I can read those.
Good for you, Johnny.
But the Parents Television Council has published an urgent appeal.
An urgent appeal? Yeah,
they have an open letter. And they say, you know, the fallout of your performance during Super Bowl 38 has left an indelible mark.
Wow.
You really threw us and millions of parents who were watching with their kids. The now infamous wardrobe malfunction was the biggest news story for weeks. And it continued and said, as we approach this Super Bowl and its halftime show, during which you'll be performing, we ask that you keep the halftime show friendly and safe for children watching and who may be hoping to emulate you one day.
Wow. That's
dang.
That's people really taken to a cause.
Imagine
if your whole cause right now was just making sure Justin Timberlake put on a PG performance.
And I think he will.
I think he will too. I mean, I don't know.
I think he knows what's going on.
I think
now
people are freaking out a little bit over.
Yeah,
nothing.
This was like what 38 would have been that 14 years ago.
Yes, 14 years ago. He was just a young lad.
Yeah, he was riding
the high from NSYNC. Like he didn't know what was going on. You know,
he didn't have Chris and Lance and Joey telling him what he needed to do.
Exactly.
The fact that I know most of the names
that's impressive.
Guys in NSYNC,
question mark.
It's kind of weird, but anyways. Looking forward to the halftime show as well as the national anthem performance.
Me too. And
they're
going to
be amazing.
I'll honestly be okay if it's PG-13.
Yeah. Or maybe slip in a PG-13 plus or whatever you want to call that. I don't know what that
Let's not get crazy here.
But that's the entertainment wrap for today.